Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, coming up later on this hour, this could be a first. Well, I can't speak for you, but I actually agree with an El Segundo Times editorial.
Oh.
Stop the show.
I did too. Must be the same one.
Oh, it has to be. Not all of it, but they make a good point, which we will talk about. It's dealing with renters and landlords.
This is like a total eclipse.
Kind of is. I looked at the headline. I'd seen this story a couple weeks ago, and I said, well, they're right. It doesn't make any sense. And, of course, it's California state government. We'll get to that coming up, but we're going to begin this hour by welcoming back to the show Todd Bensman. Todd is a senior national security fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's Texas-based. He's the author of a book, America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. But what he's going to talk to us about today is a recent column he wrote dealing with a situation where Mexico could unleash a massive wave of 70,000 migrants towards the United States border. And it all deals with a city in Mexico called Tapachula, where Todd had spent some time, so he can give us the rundown as to what this is about.
They've been in a bureaucratic limbo there. And Todd's going to explain. He's a senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd, welcome. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. So, yes, the Tapachula situation, they call it an open detention center of a city. And what's been happening is For about a year now, the Biden administration and the Obrador government in Mexico have a deal where the Mexicans are going to try to hold back the tide, the human tide of migration coming out of Guatemala. Very huge numbers coming to take advantage of the more welcoming environment perceived at the U.S. border. People are getting in, unlike Trump, so they are coming. And the Biden administration asked the Mexicans to hold them back by, and the Mexicans decided to do it by, you know, making them apply for asylum and different permission slips, and they had National Guard at roadblocks. So nobody could get through, or fewer people could get through. And what happened, though, instead is the populations would grow to 50 or 60,000, and they would begin rioting every single day, burning tires in the streets, invading government buildings, and causing all sorts of domestic political issues. So the Mexicans figured out a way to release them to the U.S. border without anybody seeing it. And they call this an ant operation, which is to divvy them all up and let them go to 14 different Mexican cities in individualized ant trails so that we could see it happening and that they're not violating the deal with Biden. But, you know, for anybody who is paying attention, you could see the visas that they handed them crumpled up on the ground in Texas on the river and on the Mexican side, so you could see what had happened. Well, they had 70,000. They did that in December, and they had 70,000 up until a couple weeks ago when I wrote that column, and they have now unleashed the ant operation, and those migrants are swelling over the southern border, filling up all of our detention facilities and overrunning our border patrol and washing into the streets of all the towns and cities down there on the border. They have absolutely swamped everything.
I imagine a lot of these are young guys. They're fresh from rioting in Mexico. And now we're absorbing them?
That's right. Highly violent, volatile, you know, agitating with physical violence every single day for weeks and weeks down there until the Mexicans finally had enough again. And they set them loose. And those are the ones right now who are storming over the southern border in such large numbers that Border Patrol is at all of their substations on the Texas border are at, you know, 150-175% capacity. And they're just having to let them go into the streets. And now the local mayors are trying to figure out what to do with them and to, you know, get them out of the streets. They're panhandling, they're breaking into buildings and that sort of thing.
So these aren't kids with their parents. These are young adults.
Well, a lot of them are going to be families. Yeah, there'll be families and young adults, and they're also from all over the world. These are not, by and large, there's a huge percentage that are not from Central America or Mexico. These are people who are from 150 different countries. Lots and lots of, for example, Africans.
150?
From 150 different countries.
Seriously?
They got bottled up in this village in Mexico.
Yeah, the Mexicans have been doing this all year, for the whole year. They hold them back. They say we're meeting our agreement, and then they secretly release them.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but nobody had part two of the plan. I mean, they're supposed to put them in their holding tank in Mexico, but what was going to be the next step? They're not being returned. They're not being blocked from entering to begin
with. There's only so long you can hold them, right?
Obviously, they're going crazy, and then they start rioting and burning things. So what was the original idea?
Well, when Trump was in office, he had a standing threat against the Mexicans that if you don't return them or block them completely, we are going to put progressive trade tariffs on your auto parts industry and on everything that comes that you export over. We're the America's the biggest trading partner for Mexico. So they did exactly what they were told. And in those days, they would round them up and put them on buses and literally drive them to El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala and drop them there. And if they didn't like it, then they would clash. They had the National Guard down there, and they would literally beat them onto the buses. So when Biden came into office, it was a softer stick, I guess. There was no stick. It was more like, hey, we'll pay you some money. And, you know, so they're obviously not as incentivized to spend the national treasury deporting people. Not to mention it's terrible optics. You know, they would, you know, beat up migrants and break up caravans with television cameras rolling. So that wasn't that good either. And now we have the administration planning to lift Title 42.
Yeah.
This is very significant. The ant operation that I just described is nothing compared to what's coming. Yeah.
Can you hang on, Todd, and talk more about that?
Sure.
All right. We're talking to Todd Bensman. Todd is with the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a senior national security fellow. He's Texas-based. He's been in Mexico. He was just talking about the situation in a southern city called Tapachula, where apparently tens of thousands of migrants have been held up by the Mexican government but are now being released in sort of a covert operation. They have an expression for it. It's called the ant method. And basically, they rather than a big caravan coming to the United States, they kind of stream out of this city and make their way north to our border. What he's going to talk about next, which you have to hear about, is the end of Title 42. This was also imposed by the Trump administration to stem the tide at the border. It's like a public health emergency thing over COVID. That's probably going to end in May. We'll talk about it next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Shampoo, Campfire, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Huh?
Hello.
We're going to continue here with Todd Bensman. He's the Senior National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. There are all kinds of waves of immigrants coming over the border. We talked in the last segment how going back to the Trump administration, Mexico had been holding on to over 70,000 people and keeping them from crossing from Mexico into the U.S. Most of these people were from other countries, 150 other countries. And Trump made a deal, only a Trump-style deal, where he threatened all sorts of tariffs on Mexico unless they held these people back. And so Mexico did for a long time until they started rioting. And now, under Biden, they're letting them loose, and all these migrants are now have reached America, and they're spilling over into all the border cities, which is causing a different kind of mayhem.
And Todd was about to talk about something else, which is even bigger, and that is the Biden administration, probably in May, according to reports today, is going to lift Title 42 restrictions. And Todd can give us a lot more on how many more people that's going to bring to the border.
So Title 42 was this public health law from 1944 that allowed Trump to use the COVID crisis to block more migration?
That's right. Title 42 was used during the COVID pandemic to return all illegally crossing migrants that they caught to Mexico and to deny them the opportunity to claim asylum. The act of claiming asylum is very important because if you just say, I want asylum, that triggers the law that says we have to let you in. That's kind of the whole game here. And Title 42 prevented that. So the numbers went way, way down. Nobody wanted to come anymore. And Biden came into office and maintained a part of Title 42 just for single adults. So children, unaccompanied minors, and families were exempted from it. And those are the ones who poured in by 2 million, most of, like a 2 million apprehensions, really flooded in to put us in the greatest mass migration crisis by numbers in U.S. history. We've had about 2.3 million apprehensions since Inauguration Day, since they did that. Now, Title 42 is going to be lifted on all the rest, all the single adults, and all the whatever families were still being pushed back in places like California. And the Washington Post had a piece yesterday where they predicted that we would see 18,000 migrants every day as a result of this. Now, to give you an idea of what that means, and this is the Washington Post quoting U.S. intelligence sources, that 540,000 people in a single month will cross over. The numbers that we typically have in a month, which are already at historic highs, we've never seen numbers since we started keeping track in 1960, like we have over the past 1 year, are like, you know, we had 158,000 apprehensions, which is huge in March, and 150,000, 170. One time we a couple months last year, we got over 200,000. So you can imagine what 540,000 might look like. The Biden administration is seeking troops from the Pentagon, marshaling a fleet of aircraft and pilots to be able to manage these numbers. They've got an army of 400 federal volunteers from all over the country to come down to help. They're trying to get ready for
and to do something. What the volunteers, what, to process their paperwork?
Yeah, to let them all in, to process them in, so that they're not
right. So this is not a force to keep them out. This is a force to accelerate their entry.
Oh yeah. Don't misunderstand that, like any other presidential administration, like Obama or Bill Clinton, which would have worked hard to keep them out and block them. This is the only administration that has ever existed that sees it the opposite way, that the humane way to deal with these things is to let everybody in as quickly as possible so that they're not uncomfortable.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And this is probably why we have 150 countries worth of people trying to get
that's
in.
Right.
This message really disseminates around the world, doesn't
where,
it?
Where are all they going to go? Did you say like 540,000 in a month?
That's right.
Where do you put all these people?
Well, you know, we've already resettled over 1 million in the last year to cities all over the United States, to all four corners.
Do they have homes? Do they get jobs?
But nobody knows. It's a big secret about what happens with them. One would presume that, I mean, they're let in on an honor system to please report to immigration. At some point. So, you know, I mean, who knows? You know, a lot of them presume. No, I'm serious. I mean, it's they're given papers called notice to report.
Yeah,
and it
right.
says if you're going to Los Angeles, it'll give you the address of the office and a date to go check in or something. But there's no deportation anymore. We ended deportation in the United States. So if you don't show up for your appointment or whatever, like, who's going to come get you? You know, nobody's going to. Yeah.
I mean, no consequences. Yeah, another whole category of no consequences. Todd, thank you very much. This is fascinating stuff, and it's also
we really enjoy your work, even though it's often bad news when it comes to migration.
That is a lot of bad news in a half an hour, Todd. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
All right.
Todd Bentman is with, he's with the Center for Immigration Studies, a senior national security fellow based in Texas. And he was here for two stories, which are going to bring a lot more migrants to the border. And
Hundreds of thousands of them.
Didn't we just do a story a few weeks ago that the February apprehensions were like at a high? And
yeah, I know.
Before these two things are going to kick in.
This is on top of all the ones and all the ones that are getting in.
Well, I think we've already discussed this. It's kind of the plan. It's to build
the
party base with future voters.
It is
although we're finding out more and more with some polling that perhaps some Latinx people.
No.
What's his name? John Leguizamo used that term the other night at the Oscars. I just stared at the TV. He said Latinx.
Only 1.7% of Hispanic people use
that term.
Accept
that term?
Yes. Yeah. So you're offending 98% of Hispanics.
But what I was going to say is apparently we're learning that they may be turned off by the direction of this Biden-led Democrat Party. And there could be some surprises in store with how they vote in the future. Who knows? All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We're bringing back the voice line, people, day after tomorrow. The new way to leave a message is use the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is your talkback feature on the KFI section of the iHeartRadio app, the John and Ken page. You can leave a message for us to possibly include in the Moist Line calls. Or just call 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up at 5:05, you got to hear this. It's a story involving Congresswoman Maxine Waters, an El Segundo Times reporter, the F-bomb, and Maxine Waters warning that reporter, don't do this story, you'll hurt yourself. It does deal with the homeless, and apparently crowds and crowds who showed up thinking they were going to get Section 8 vouchers, only to be told, we don't have them for you.
And it shows you how progressive politicians think the Times is a stenographer for them, which they usually are.
And yes.
That they're the ones, they're the editors of the Times. And if they say you don't cover this, they expect the reporters to say, yes, ma'am, of course not. Right. I work for you. I just write down all your brilliant ideas. But this one somehow got through the system.
And we have some of the audio, and apparently there's a great moment where Maxine basically told the crowd that, you know, we don't have the vouchers. Everybody go home. And somebody screamed back, they ain't got no home. That's why I'm here. Speaking of that, we mentioned earlier in the hour that we finally, maybe the first time in history of John and Ken Show, we agree with an El Segundo Times editorial. Why is it taking so long to get rent relief to tenants and landlords? In Sacramento right now, they're debating extending for tenants' eviction protections. And one of the reasons they're doing this is that this rent relief money, which started with applications more than a year ago, more than 275,000 people put in requests for aid. 56% of those submitted are still pending. What is going on? Now, the Times says it's possible that there's a little hesitance because of what happened with the unemployment money a couple of years back.
Tens of billions of dollars being given to thieves.
Yes, the state got carried away with getting the money out quickly, and they got ripped off to the tune of billions and billions. Could it be they're going slower because they don't want that to happen again? But this is really slow.
All right. This is my issue with these pointy-headed buffoons at the LA Times editorial board. They are constantly pushing for bigger, more expansive government, more control. And the government people are incapable of executing their duties, period. They just can't do it. They either give tens of billions of dollars away to fraudsters or they bottle up the system so much that nobody gets the money. But it's a failure either way. They're simply very bad at their jobs because you have a collective intelligence quotient here, a collective IQ that is so low they're incapable of managing the system. And that's why I don't understand the belief in government, because
obviously, we're going through this constantly. They're just no good at this. They're bad. Giving the government these responsibilities doesn't work.
The state set a goal of processing applications in 30 days, but it's taking on average 4 months.
Their goals mean nothing. They're not bright people. They're not smart. They don't design systems that are efficient and quick. Again, all the smart people went to Apple and Google and Microsoft, right? They have these vast, complex, worldwide systems that billions of people access and get instant gratification from. You want to buy something with Visa or MasterCard or American Express? In seconds, you bought it. It's on your bill. It's taken care of, right? Look, your phone. Look at your phone. You can access any information, piece of information in the world. You can contact anybody in the world instantly like that. Of course it can be done. The biggest companies in the world make tens, hundreds of billions of dollars doing this. It's all instant and it's all correct. When was the last time you had a mistake on your credit card bill? When was the last time you had a mistake on your phone bill? This all works nearly perfectly.
So now they're scrambling in Sacramento to figure out. And, you know, here's the other thing. There was a lot of clamor, and I think it was last year even, when the CDC finally said, you know, we're going to get out of the business of eviction bans. And I think the courts actually overruled them. But there was this belief among the progressive media that, oh, my God, this is going to lead to a wave of evictions. And this is outside of California, other states. California, particularly in some of the larger counties like L.A. and San Francisco, have extended eviction bans. And now the state may do the same thing. But it did not result in a wave of evictions. This is one of these exaggerated, over-the-top, landlords are evil. They're just waiting to evict people for any reason at all. It just comes from this stereotype that people have. And I remember reading one time that doesn't make sense because if you're a landlord, you need tenants to make money. They may be behind in their rent, but they're still tenants. And eventually, you keep banging on the door, you'll get your money. You don't want to just start evicting people if you can't replace them.
No,
what's the point of that?
That's hyperbolic nonsense. Obviously, in the real world, landlords don't do that. They have patience. They understand. You make deals with them to do the best you can. Obviously, that goes out in the real world because it's a huge hassle to replace somebody.
The real goal of a lot of activists is to have a rent-free life. You know, it started with Medicare. Medical care should be free. Rent should be free. Because, everything should be free.
Right, because that's the communist philosophy, right?
Because we are an evil capitalist country that doesn't take care of everyone equally.
That is the communist Marxist philosophy. Understand that they're trying to revive something that the Soviet Union was pushing 100 years ago.
Right.
It is a philosophy that has been completely rejected in the United States and is simply never going to happen. And it makes them, I don't know, they're obsessed. They're another weird cult. It's like, no, we're not going to try communism. No, private property still exists. See, whenever they have the government regulating rental issues or who you're going to rent to, that is a step towards it's the government's property, not yours. You can't do what you want. We'll tell you who you could rent to. We'll tell you how much you could rent for. We'll tell you what happens if the rent isn't paid because the government controls this building, not you. That is pure communism. And if people just understood that all these crazy groups are not advocating anything good, but they're advocating what millions and millions of Americans fought and many of them died to fight for the last 100 years, it's an evil philosophy. It leads to chaos. It leads to a lot of hardship and pain for people. Communism is a failed concept. That's what they're pushing.
We got more coming up, including, what do you know, a lot of people that quit their jobs, it's the great resignation, are regretting that they did it. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Deborah Mark.
Yes.
<What's> wrong.
Once again.
I have lots of visitors. I'm a very popular news anchor.
Are you
here
doing a talk show in there?
I am. Oh, I'm going to be competing.
If she doesn't get on the mic, it's her fault. Why do you sit there and wait?
You don't have to wait. I have one ear listening
to
you guys.
We'll steamroll right through.
No.
Well, if you're too busy to do your newscast, we'll steamroll right through.
Steve Gregory came in and was talking about a story, so that is part
maybe he wants
of...
to come on the air here and tell us. I mean,
we only call on you a couple times an hour. If you're not ready,
I am always ready, Ken. I have one ear. It was very nice.
John's sitting there waiting, and there's a big pause in the show.
He's being a gentleman, Ken. He was being very. Sometimes I do the same for
not
him.
Not good radio.
You want to do the news?
No, actually, I don't now.
Well, I got nothing, so you better read. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the story has a great title. At 5:05, L.A.'s homelessness crisis boils over. Pain, confusion, anger, and a congressional F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
An El Segundo Times staff writer we've never encountered before by the name of Connor Sheets did a story that involves Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and apparently she warned him, don't do that story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain what it is. Has to do with Section 8 vouchers.
And I don't understand, because LA Times reporters are supposed to obey progressive politicians. If they want to censor a story, then they're supposed to withdraw the idea.
But apparently Mr. Sheets didn't get the memo.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, all right. Then we got some audio to play dealing with this story. She gets angry. She is the one that dropped the F-bomb. I don't know. That doesn't sound professional.
What is she, 98?
No, she is 80. I looked her age up last time we talked about her. I can't remember. I'll look it up again.
She's a batty 80. 83? Whoa. Jeez. 83.
That's like, is Pelosi getting close to that? Or is
Pelosi's around 80.
Yeah, and Feinstein's what, 90?
Yeah. Almost, I think. Pelosi's 82.
The Times did an editorial the other day. Just let her finish out her term. Stop nagging her to quit. she doesn't know where she is. You know, maybe it's a good idea.
All right, so the scoreboard says Feinstein, 88, Pelosi, 82, Maxine Waters, 83.
83.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biden, I think, is 79.
Yeah.
70.
Yeah, this is the leadership.
Future of the party.
Right. A generation ago, they'd all be dead already.
What do you know? A new survey of people who quit their jobs during the great pandemic resignation says that many regret the move. It was a Harris poll taken of people around the country who quit. 1 in 5 regret the decision, and even those who don't regret the decision have problems. 26% said... they like their new position enough to stay, but a third are already searching for a new position with better working conditions. 30% said their new role's different from what they expected. I like this one. 24% missed the culture of their previous job. The culture, is that the cubicle stuff we were talking about?
With
the patter and the...
Yeah, right, exactly.
Socializing and
yes.
The...
Yeah.
Because what a lot of people who quit did was they're kind of working, they're like self-employed. Some of them are selling stuff on Etsy, which I enjoyed.
I enjoy Etsy as well.
Yeah, she always chimes in with Etsy, but I do not go to Etsy, but I saw that and I just laughed. I said, well, all right.
What is sold on that?
Well, I bought some candles.
I see.
Decorative candles.
Sage?
No. But some of them do smell.
It's nice.
You like scented candles?
I love scented candles.
It's girly stuff?
It's not good for you.
They're soy.
Right, but... Oh, the candles are made of soy?
Yes. And then they have a scent.
So when they burn, there's nothing...
If you burn soy candles, it's much better for for the environment and for your lungs. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we get the candle.
And it's not all girly stuff. If you Google Etsy, you'll see it's...
All right, name one thing that I'd be interested in buying.
Well, I haven't looked for boy stuff.
Sport equipment or something?
Yeah, there's sports
baseball
stuff.
Baseball tickets.
Yeah, well, there's sports stuff. You can get football, baseball. I mean, I'm sure you can find Rams stuff and whatever.
Right.
New York Jets.
I just thought it's like arts and crafts. These elderly ladies knitting
for the most
blankets
part.
And selling.
Oh, yeah, you can get blankets and candles and jewelry, whatever. Lots of different things.
All right.
Career switches were popular, particularly among people who worked in the restaurant and retail business. A lot of people did decide to start their own businesses, but it looks like just as this whole pandemic nonsense has finally wound down and the country's come to its senses, a lot of these people who quit are doing the same thing. They have regrets. I don't know whether they're going to go back to their old job, but they're probably going to go back to something similar. A lot of them were focused too much on just trying to earn more money, and they decided that the grass isn't always greener.
Yeah, well, and it's hard to relate to all this.
Oh, I
mean, yeah, I just, you know, I don't really like working with people, and I don't want to be trapped in cubicles. I also don't want to stay home. I'd get very jumpy if I had to be home all the time and I didn't have a routine to drive to work and back and stop for lunch. So
yeah, you are like an automatron.
Yeah.
He does the same thing at the same time.
And eats the same things right, every day. Right.
It's the same routine.
Right? I think consistency is the word. I'm reliable. I'm consistent. You can count on me.
Reliable is an iffy thing when it comes to you. Sure.
I show up every day.
Yeah, I know that. But if you ask him to show up on a specific day for something, you can expect him to be late.
Really? You're one of those late people?
Oh, yes. Often is, yeah.
Oh, God.
A lot of times we have sales calls. It's like, where's John? Where's John?
Okay, but it's...
I'm always
in the garage. I'm not the one I won.
I hate that.
Oh, I think she just lashed
out at
you.
Always on time or early. I don't like it when people are late.
I know. You're the perfect little student.
I didn't say I'm perfect.
First girl in the front row, hand
yeah,
up.
That is true. That was me in school.
That's right. I know. Yeah. I knew that within the first 5 minutes of meeting you, that you were the girl in the front row with your hand up.
I'm glad I didn't disappoint.
No, perfect.
All right, we're going to talk about Maxine Waters and this homeless story in the El Segundo Times. It's getting a lot of attention. The story that she warned the reporter not to do. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.